From the studios of KXCI Community Radio in Tucson, Arizona, I'm King David McKenzie with The Truth. Here's how some of the world is treating itself today. Republican Texas Governor Rick Perry, the guy who Molly Ivins used to call Governor Goodhair, is talking anti-American treason now. At one of those teabagger parties in Texas yesterday, he was recorded as saying, quote, "Texas is a unique place. When we came into the Union in 1845, one of the issues was that we would be able to leave if we decided to do that." End of quote. As it actually happened, Texas came into the Union with the ability to divide into five states, not withdraw. After seceding during the Civil War, Texas was allowed to re-enter the Union after ratifying the 13th Amendment, which banned slavery in the United States and any territory subject to its jurisdiction. Perhaps we should let Texas break away from the Union again, considering all the problems the United States keeps getting into when we elect presidents who live there. Only one was a native Texan, and that was Lyndon Johnson, to whom Vietnam became an infected operation scar. The George Bushes, both senior and junior, were actually born in Connecticut and carpetbagged their way to Houston. Governor Goodhair, you're no Sam Houston. Hell, you're not even René Lévesque. All you have are 10-gallon hats and yellow ribbons and arrogance, to paraphrase an old Clark Gable movie. Spain's attorney general has rejected opening an investigation into whether six Bush administration officials sanctioned torture against terror suspects at Guantanamo Bay, saying today that a U.S. courtroom would be the proper forum. Candido Conde Pompidou's remarks severely dampened the chances of a case moving forward against the Americans, including former U.S. Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. He said such a trial would have turned Spain's national court into a plaything to be used for political ends. Spanish law gives its courts jurisdiction beyond national borders in cases of torture, war crimes, and other heinous offenses, based on a doctrine known as universal justice, but the government has made it clear it wants to rein in the process. North Carolina might follow the steps of the 13 other states that have already legalized the use of medical marijuana. The North Carolina Medical Marijuana Act was introduced by State Representative Guilford Jones, who said that the legislation will benefit the seriously ill. And a New Mexico Medical Advisory Board is recommending the addition of 8 ailments to its existing list of ailments for medical marijuana treatment: chronic muscle inflammation accompanied by muscle weakness, severe osteoarthritis, rheumatoid arthritis, reactive arthritis, post-polio syndrome, Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's, and severe chronic pain. Already eligible for medical marijuana treatment there are painful peripheral neuropathy, intractable nausea or vomiting, severe anorexia, hepatitis C infection currently receiving antiviral treatment, Crohn's disease, post-traumatic stress disorder, Lou Gehrig's disease, cancer, glaucoma, multiple sclerosis, epilepsy, spinal cord damage with intractable spasticity, and HIV/AIDS. New Mexico legalized marijuana in 2007 with the approval of Senate Bill 523, called the Lynn and Aaron Compassionate Use Act. The bill was approved on the 31st of March and put into effect July the 1st. The bill covered the removal of criminal liabilities that usually accompany the possession and use of marijuana for patients who have been deemed eligible for cannabis therapy. The state's health officials oversee the production and distribution of the marijuana used for medical purposes, a condition that is unique to the state of New Mexico. In order to qualify for use of medical marijuana in New Mexico, a patient's primary care provider should certify that the patient is suffering from any of the medical conditions that have been identified a few moments ago here as eligible for treatment. In turn, the New Mexico Department of Health verifies the application by checking on the providers, reviewing a recommending provider's medical license, and the patient's supporting medical records. At this time, the state has approved and registered 284 patients under its medical cannabis program. New Mexico also licensed a business to produce marijuana for medical purposes last month. The late Beatle George Harrison has been honored with a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame in Los Angeles. Sir Paul McCartney attended the unveiling outside the Capitol Records building, Capitol being the Beatles' old record label, joining Harrison's widow, Olivia, and son, Danny. Eric Idle and Tom Petty, both post-Beatles collaborators with Harrison on various film and music projects, attended the ceremony. Harrison already shares a star with the rest of the group, but only he and John Lennon, who was also posthumously awarded a star in 1988, have their own. McCartney has been approved for a star, but no date has been set yet for a ceremony. Ironically, Ringo Starr, who has lived 4 years in Los Angeles, has not been approved for a solo star as yet. 20 years ago, yesterday was the most tragic day in British football history. Liverpool was playing Nottingham Forest in an FA Cup semi-final match at Sheffield Wednesday's Hillsborough Stadium. There was construction work on the main highway from Liverpool to Sheffield, and a lot of fans arrived late, just minutes before the game was scheduled to start. There was a big crowd at the turnstiles and a lot of shoving as people made their way through a narrow tunnel that led to the standing room pens behind one of the goalposts. In retrospect, there were a lot of things that could have been done. The game could have been delayed. The fans could have been directed to less crowded pens. The police could have pulled their heads out of their... Well, you get the rest of that. Instead, there was a perfect storm of crowd hysteria, police stupidity, and bad stadium design. 96 men, women, and children died, some by being stomped on and crushed, and some by compressive asphyxiation. They remained standing but could not breathe. Meanwhile, the soccer game started promptly at 3 o'clock and went on as the fans were slaughtered. The referees did not order the players off the field until 3:06. In the aftermath, there was the obligatory government inquiry, an inquest that failed to take into account anything that happened after 3:15 p.m. that day, and the early retirement, with full pensions, of some of the police that were involved. One of Rupert Murdoch's so-called newspapers eventually got around to blaming the victims. Modern-day obituaries overnight include one for Peter Coe, one of the most distinctive saxophonists in British pop music. He was a member of Georgie Fame's Blue Flames and contributed the gritty tenor sax solo on the band's British number one hit Yeah Yeah in 1964. He's also one of the reed players on the Beatles' track Got to Get You Into My Life, originally released on the Revolver album in 1966 and reissued and becoming a top 10 hit single in the United States and Canada in 1976. Coe was 78 years old. If you have any material you'd like for me to include in the next few days, just email me at baronofarizona@gmail.com. That's baronofarizona@gmail.com. And please indicate where you're listening to this program from. Oh, and one more thing today. There were snakes on that plane. 4 baby pythons escaped from a container aboard a passenger plane in Australia, leading to a search that forced the cancellation of 2 flights. 12 non-venomous smitten pythons were being transported Tuesday on a Qantas flight from Alice Springs to Melbourne in the plane's cargo area in a bag inside a plastic foam box with air holes. When the flight landed, it was discovered that 4 snakes had escaped from that package. A reptile expert searched for the 6-inch-long snakes but did not find them. It was not known if the snakes were still on the plane or if they somehow escaped outside after the plane landed. In the meanwhile, the plane missed 2 flights it had been scheduled to fly, and the passengers were transferred to other flights. When the snakes were not found, the airplane was fumigated and it returned to service yesterday. Pythons, which can grow up to 3 feet long, live in Western and Central Australia and are not considered an endangered species. Of course, if you don't like this news, you always have the option of making some news yourself. In Tucson, I'm King David McKenzie. Until tomorrow, have yourselves some peace and oranges.